from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
We want to see growth from week one to week two. Make sure our standard is our standard. And let's see growth in each individual and in our unit from last week to this week.
Mike Danger.
Dorian Williams is a player who is younger, probably a little bit more athletic, certainly has more tread on the tires than Matt Milano does at this stage of his career. Can a guy step up and seize that opportunity if he gets called on to do so?
Gene Battaglia.
And in the third round, they did not need to draft Dorian Williams, but he's there, and this is a guy that can help us, and maybe Dorian Williams becomes that guy. Matt Milano is that guy. Well, when he's healthy.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
We're back in the sports bar. Processing the news of Matt Milano missing significant time out indefinitely with a biceps injury that required surgery. The team in Pittsburgh for a joint practice today with the Steelers before they get back on the field Saturday night at Acrisure Stadium for week two of the preseason. And Gino, I don't know about you, but as this was all going on, I'm kind of gauging reaction. I'm looking over my feed. I want to see what people are saying, what people are talking about. It was unassuming, but one of our favorite Sabres guys, Chad DeDominicis, he shared a Bills take earlier, and I wanted to just bring it up here in the sports bar to kind of get your take on it, to get, you know, if you want to join us at 866-4326, if you had the option, because his belief is that this year's Bills team will have one of two outcomes, no middle ground. Either they A, miss the playoffs, or B, win the Super Bowl. No middle ground, has to be one or the other. If you were presented with this option, which direction are you leaning? Because I have a hard time imagining this roster, hoisting a Lombardi. You have less talent than last year. You have injuries at key positions now. I mean, if Sean McDermott is ever going to earn his paycheck, this is the year where he's going to earn his paycheck.
Yeah, and so just to be clear, DeDominicis is not basing, because he's a real data-driven guy. He's not... This is just a take. This is just eyeball.
Just a Bills take.
Yeah, Chad, this is what I would say. Like, it's compared to everybody else in the AFC East. That's all you have to look at here. Who's going to win that division? Let's start there. Is it the Patriots? No. Probably not Miami. Okay, you're thinking that maybe a 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers. If I had to pick between the two, I think it's missed the playoffs, actually. Yeah. Like, which is more likely. Because I don't think this team, Danger, they will make the playoffs. But are they going to be that good? And if they make the playoffs, it's because the young talent has stepped up. Are they going to be ready to finally take that next step in Baltimore, in Kansas City? You're figuring you're going on the road in the postseason.
At some point.
Yeah, at some point. Oh, and then you're going to win the Super Bowl. Okay, what's waiting on the other side? San Francisco again? Philadelphia maybe? Maybe it's Detroit? Whew. Whoever you're facing in the NFC is going to have this electric offense. Can we agree on that? So I don't know if this Bills defense is ready to step up.
And again, we haven't talked. We were having this conversation, and we haven't brought up the you know, I brought up McDermott, but what about Josh Allen? Like, are we going to get to a point, if it doesn't look like this is a season that the Bills are going to be happy with, are we going to get to a point where we're like, oh my God, we're actually wasting Josh Allen's best years? Oh my God, what are we doing, guys? Like, we're going to get to that point if it doesn't go well this year.
Well, if Kansas City lost Mahomes, they're still farting around in the playoff picture. Like, the Jets, they were bad last year. I think Buffalo, if you lost Josh Allen, you're picking top 10.
Season's
easy.
Over.
Season's over. Like, you'd be better than New England. That's about it. Week one matchup.
Actually, oh, good.
Very timely here, Mike Danger, because as we were talking just last hour, we want to thank Greg Thompson, covering one, for coming on with us. And, you know, as we were talking about Matt Milano and talking about, all right, do they bring in a linebacker? And then that kind of morphs over to the safety position. Hey, Justin Simmons is still out there. Oh, Atlanta, I hadn't heard anything official. That just became official. One year, $8 million with the Falcons.
Okay.
Which I don't think factors into our pick.
It's a little bit more significant than the contracts that Brandon Bean was dishing out to Mike Edwards and Jackson, Burgess. I think that they would rather not have to spend $8 million for a year.
Right. And even with $8 million, you'd have to restructure stuff, and we're not at that point. We were already going to talk about this anyway. Steelers and Falcons week one. Atlanta is the home favorite by 3. And this line, we love line movement, right, Danger? Started off as Falcons minus 2. So why the shift? Why is more money going on Atlanta? Is it because we don't feel good about Justin Fields? Do we believe that Atlanta has actually figured this out? Look, I love how the NFL gets all kitschy sometimes with the week one matchups, and this is right in that.
Arthur Smith.
Yeah. We all think of him as some sort of clown, and look, he was some sort of clown there when it came to play calling in Atlanta. But I would think, Danger, he would know how to attack this Atlanta personnel on defense. I'm actually going to take the Steelers and the 3 points on the road.
As road dogs. And so the Atlanta gained a point here. It opened at minus 2. It's now minus 3. So on a neutral field, they're saying this would be a draw.
Yeah, and I don't think Justin Simmons would move the line any other way.
But, yeah, no, I don't think so. I think there's still a lot to be determined here in terms of who's starting for the Steelers. If it is Russell Wilson, and it sounds like it will be Russell Wilson week one for the Steelers, I don't know if that inspires confidence in me. But you're right about Arthur Smith, and there's probably a bit of a, you know, I didn't know we would have an Arthur Smith revenge game, but here we are, an Arthur Smith revenge game where he goes into Atlanta and he takes down the team that moved on from him after just a couple of disappointing seasons. And it didn't sound like he was very well liked there either. I'm with you. Give me the Steelers.
Okay. We've been kind of simpatico.
Yeah. This is one where I can't really argue. Part of why I don't want to argue is because of what I saw earlier from Aaron Schatz, and I mentioned this last hour. The teams that are going to have an easier schedule according to his average opponent's DVOA, and the Steelers are the easiest. Their opponent's average DVOA is 32nd weeks 1 through 9. So the Steelers could get off to a really hot start this season with their schedule. Second week's 10 through 18, that's the Bears. Another team that when you look at their schedule, you're like, oh, the NFL wants Caleb Williams to succeed. Look at this. They're giving him an easier schedule early in the season. They go from 30th. So the Steelers go from 32nd weeks 1 through 9 to 2nd weeks 10 through 18. So it gets really, really tough for the Steelers weeks 10 through 18. The Bears go from 30th and then to 4th. So from weeks 1 to 9, Bears opposing DVOA is 30th, then goes to 4th. The Texans are on this list, 23rd and then 1st. And the Dolphins also could be a team that gets off to a hot start before collapsing down the stretch. They're opposing DVOA average is 21st, and then it shoots up to 3rd. Now, teams that might start off with a harder stretch, but end up surging weeks 10 through 18. The Cowboys, the Falcons, the Chiefs, the Colts, and the Patriots. All teams that start off the season with a higher average opponent DVOA, and then it eases up later on. And the Cowboys are interesting to me. The Chiefs are interesting to me. If the Chiefs, I mean, imagine if the Chiefs get off to a slow start and everybody's, oh my God, what's going on? Don't worry. The Chiefs opposing average DVOA weeks 10 through 18 is actually the easiest in the league.
Stats aside, I think the NFL did the Bills a solid. If they want to get the Bills to the postseason, giving them New England, Jets at home, and New England to wrap up the year, it'll be a bumpy ride, I'm sure, for Bills fans this year, but that ending could end up being nice and soft. Brad in Rochester, one of our regulars, checking in, our number 866-4FAN. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. I'm wondering, does Bean still have Micah Hyde on calls? And Micah Hyde's probably said, I don't want to do training camp or preseason at all, but if you want to call me for week one, I'm okay to come in.
At what price, I guess, is my question then, Brad, because we know, we've talked about this. Like, they haven't issued number 23. It's still available, and training camp in Rochester is done. So, at what price?
Yeah, and this training camp is still, they still call it training camp, and you still have two preseason games left. I'm kind of with you, Brad. If I had to say, when do we get word? It's the Tuesday after Labor Day, maybe? You bring him in.
If you get word. I mean, again, at what price? If you're Micah Hyde, you kind of have some leverage here over Brandon Bean, over the Buffalo Bills. Like, oh, you want me back, really? That's nice that you want me back, but and you need me because, I mean, look at what we got here. I mean, you need me back. What's it worth to him? What's it worth to him and his family for him to come back on a one-year deal?
Brad, appreciate the call. Again, our number 866-4FAN, 866-4326.
Was it Simmons that got $8 million just now?
One year, $8
million. 1 year, $8
million. Good for him.
Yeah. If you're Micah Hyde, what are you asking for? What do you think? I off the top of my head, I don't know what he made last year.
No, I don't. Three?
I got to find out what he made last year. Go ahead, Gino.
Original report here in the Sports Bar, Danger.
Original reporting. You have sources.
I have a source. Okay, I'll even name the source. Our guy Mo at Havana Mo's. He was at Saratoga recently, and who's also there, Danger? This is going to go into your argument there. Bill Belichick, and who is with Bill Belichick? Yes, it was the 23-year-old, or is she 24? Does it even matter at this point? Bill Belichick taking his girl to Saratoga to watch the races. Here's another nugget. The girl's, by the way, girl, she's a young woman, Jordan Hudson. This courtesy of the New York Post, Jordan Hudson's mother. What does she think? Well, what does Jordan Hudson's mother do for a profession? Lee Hudson is 60 years old, and she has a job in Cape Cod, in Provincetown, to be exact. If you know Provincetown, then you can imagine some of the businesses that are in Provincetown. And Lee Hudson is the business manager of a store named Toys of Eros, a store that sells lingerie, toys, erotic books, even has its own sex museum.
No way. No way. Mo, you're making this up.
No. That is legitimately true.
The New York Post is reporting that that's what
Lee
her mom does.
Yes, she's the business manager for Toys of Eros.
And Mo saw the two of them, the couple, at Saratoga.
So I didn't see any reports, you know, because I was trying to verify that. But if it's Mo telling me this.
Mo knows what he's doing.
Mo knows what he's doing. But I'm like, okay, let's kind of get an update. I'm like, and I came across this story. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Does she sell maps to Nantucket in her store? Not that Belichick would need it.
Does Belichick go into Toys of Eros?
was the mother the conduit for Bill to meet the daughter? Maybe Bill was in the store just browsing, being the demon that he is.
What does this do? I don't know.
if you're new to the show. and you don't know what we're talking about when we say Bill Belichick knows his way around Nantucket.
Well, yeah. No, he knows the island. He lives there. He has properties there. That's what you're
not,
talking about,
not
right?
exactly what we're talking about. No, not exactly. No. I mean, it took me and all of the neighborhood Goombas. You've heard me talk about my neighborhood guys. There's more than one Tony. There's a handful of guys, clowns, that we love all of them. But it was all of us at a graduation party discussing this topic. Bill Belichick with a 24-year-old?
We're going to go with 24. Yeah.
Okay. Bill Belichick with a 24-year-old. How does that happen?
He's 72. She's 24.
How does that happen? Now, you could say, yes, he's got money. He's got generational wealth. He'll never have, you know, she'll always be taken care of if they end up together for a long time. You could say that's part of it. But allow yourself to try and imagine, because they look so happy together. And it's not like they're physically not together. Like, they're riding bikes together when you see them or what. Like, he's leaving her house, right? Like, he's done the walk of shame. We've seen. So what is it? And we kind of came up with a theory that Bill Belichick has to absolutely be awesome at special treatment.
In Nantucket.
That area that's hard to find.
Exclusive.
Very exclusive. Hard to find. Difficult to navigate around. But Bill Belichick's a master. He just knows his way around Nantucket. And for that, we believe he will be with the 24-year-old for the foreseeable future. Why would you go back to the NFL? She's happy. He's happy. The mom is happy selling.
Like, hey, hon, look what we brought in. Would you and, like, that's some 1970s stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The free love going on.
Uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Now, you know the area. I don't. So Provincetown is a little sketch?
No. Not sketch. It is probably the biggest LGBTQ town in America.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, but it's like, there are a lot of stores like this in Provincetown. So it's where if you want to get a whale watch, you go there. If you want to go to the restaurant that Anthony Bourdain worked at, you go there.
And if you want to let your freak flag fly,
that's you exactly go there too. Yeah, and because of that, every day in Provincetown is like the Pride Parade. You go there and it's like, okay, yeah, okay, we're having a party.
And the mom is the business manager.
Manager.
Good. It's a good gig. Good work if you can get it. I'm sure she does fine for herself and the hairdresser daughter. So we didn't get word, though, of what her take is on the relationship.
No.
Probably just, you know, wants to say, as long as they're happy. If she's happy, I'm happy. And I'm glad she found somebody that knows his way around Nantucket. And thanks, Mo. And thanks for the continued support. Havana Mo's there on East Avenue for giving us this original report here in the sports bar. I feel like we need a sounder for the original report. Yeah. We have a sounder for breaking news, but I don't know that we have one for an original report.
Yeah. Jet Fan Pete, our phone number, 866-4326. Pete the pollster. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I did you all a favor. I know what you all want me to talk about, but I bought you each a copy of Out of the Darkness, Aaron Rodgers' biography. I just hope that you really enjoy it. And, you know, I don't have much to say. I'm looking forward to Dan Leverfeld, but this is as Jets as possible. And I'm just waiting for Gary V to buy the Jets. So I'm out on that.
All right. Yeah, Gary V to buy the Jets. You think Woody Johnson selling the Jets? I don't see that happening.
No. Woody Johnson loves the celebrity life. Yeah. He loves to wear the bling and everything else. He's joking, right? He didn't buy this. The Aaron Rodgers book.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a huge fan of Aaron Rodgers. Love Aaron Rodgers. He's been great in the NFL his entire career. I'm sorry. Did I just come up with some Stockholm syndrome? No. That's daddy.
That's Tom Brady. Tom Brady's there. Tom Brady is great. Tom Brady, I can't wait for him to be on Fox.
Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers is to me what Tom Brady is to Bills fans.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I think okay, yeah, you're still.
For me, it's.
He's out of the division.
I know, but
it's okay.
He's daddy.
Actually, Tom Brady has been out of the division, too, for a long time.
Well, he set us up. Pete, thanks for the call at 866-4326. Dan Lieberfeld, Jets Confidential. We check in with the joint practice happening with Carolina, and Dan Lieberfeld next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Fan, Rochester Sports Update.
Top break for the Buffalo Bills is today. We learn Matt Milano tore a bicep. This happened in Tuesday's practice. The hope is that Milano could be back in December. Head coach Sean McDermott on the next man up, Dorian Williams.
Yeah, Dorian's going to do a good job. He's been making progress, and it's now not only his time to step up, but all of his teammates around him to step up. It's not just one person's job to fill the void, or try and fill the void, you know, left by Matt.
The joint practice for the Buffalo Bills in Pittsburgh that has wrapped up. We'll go downstate coming up next. Dan Lieberfeld, Jets Confidential, joining us here in the Sports Bar. Red Wings home once again tonight against Syracuse on the Major League scoreboard. Mets trailing the A's 7-6. They're in the seventh. Top of six. Dodgers and Brewers tied at three. Gene Battaglia, the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
So in the last 24 hours, we saw Matthew Judon get traded from New England to the Falcons for a third-round draft pick, but no report on a new contract for Matthew Judon. Why am I bringing up this deal when we have our buddy Dan Leberfeld from Jets Confidential stopping by the sports bar. It feels eerily similar to the deal that the Jets did with Hassan Reddick. And I guess, Dan, we just wanted to get some clarity from you as Jets camp continues, and we know the joint practices are happening in Carolina. What's the latest on this? And did the Jets do wrong by the player here by not giving him the deal that he thought he was going to get when he got traded to the team?
Well, I tweeted about this. I've written about it. I find this a very challenging story to do as a beat writer because I don't know, and I'm not afraid to say I don't know, what was discussed before the trade. What was the conversation like between the Jets GM, Joe Douglas, and the agent for Hassan Reddick? What was discussed between Hassan Reddick and the Jets, perhaps? What did they say? It just, Joe Douglas, you know, people say, well, his record as Jets GM is not great. I think he's a good GM, though. I mean, when you look at the roster this year, I think most people would say, hey, this team should be really good. Yeah. They have a very talented roster. I mean, that's obviously one way you judge the general manager. This guy worked 15 years under Ozzie Newsome. He entered the league with the Baltimore Ravens, worked 15 years with one of the greatest GMs in NFL history. So you learn from the best. I have a really hard time believing that Joe Douglas, the Jets GM, made a trade where he acquired a player. He acquired a contract dispute saying, we're going to acquire this player. We know he hates his contract, and we're going to try to force him to play under his current deal. There's got to be something missing from this story, but it's hard to discern that without knowing what was discussed between the agent, what was discussed between the agent and the team, the player and the team, without being privy to those conversations that took place before the trade. It's really hard to totally get to the bottom of this.
But it feels like if there is something we can kind of speculate on is that there's just a lack of communication somewhere along the chain. I mean, that's what that lack of communication broke down to the point where Reddick is not in camp with the team.
Right. So one thing I wonder, since I do Joe Douglas, one thing that he's been very good at is contracts with the Jets. You think about how he handled the Jamal Adams situation 3 years ago where Jamal wanted a new deal after 3 years. And Joe Douglas wanted him to wait a year to after his fourth year on his rookie contract. And Jamal went scorched earth with his agent on Twitter and with reporters trying to make the Jets look bad. Joe Douglas traded a box safety for 2 first-round picks to Seattle. He didn't cave on the contract, and he got an unbelievable haul for him. So my point is, and he never, you know, in the off seasons, you look at the deals like Mike Williams, the receiver from the Chargers, 1 year, about $6 million. Joe's pretty good with the contract. So I just have a hard time believing that he said, because it makes no sense as a parent, as a coach, or as a GM to say, if you do this, then I'll take care of you down the road. Like, you know, you want kind of some kind of guarantees, you know, up front. What if it doesn't happen down the road? So I have a hard time believing Joe just made the deal and said, if you practice hard, we'll give you a contract. I think something changed. Was there a bait and switch from the agent and the player saying, yeah, we're good with it, and then all of a sudden they were in the building and they weren't good with it?
Yeah, that's possible. Compare that to another situation, Dan, and again, you're not on the 49er beat, but certainly you cover the league at large, where that when you compare the Jets situation to what's going on with Brandon Ayuk, that seems a little more, you know, the parties involved, whether it's the Steelers, the 49ers, at one point the Patriots and Browns were involved there. Nothing's happened so far because basically Ayuk hasn't gotten the money that he's looking for. Is that kind of your read on it?
Well, I love the latest news in terms of what the 49ers have done here. I think it's brilliant. Okay, here's our offer to you. And they upped the offer a little bit. And if you don't like this offer, then we'll fulfill your wish to be traded to the Steelers. I love it. It puts the ball squarely in his court. Do you want to go to a Steeler team where you don't even know if you have a quarterback? Or do you want to take this offer, which is really good? It's not Justin Jefferson money. That's the problem with the free agent receiver market is everyone's looking at Justin Jefferson's contract. Well, I don't know what you guys think. I think Ayuk's really good, but I don't know if he's Justin Jefferson good. So I think what the 49ers have done here, John Lynch and Shanahan, is like, I think the current move by them to say, this is our offer, you don't want it, we'll trade you. I think that's a good one.
It's funny, though, you know, the guy that is holding out from that camp specifically, and I know we're going to talk about the Jets, but I think it's fascinating all this attention is being paid to Brandon Ayuk when a more important player, their left tackle, Trent Williams, hasn't been at camp either looking for a new deal.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think there are these players saying, you know what, you guys haven't paid the quarterback yet. We all know what happens when you pay the quarterback. It doesn't mean you don't have the opportunity to challenge for the Super Bowl. The Bills have certainly done that after paying Josh Allen. But it does hurt your ability to pay other positions. So I think guys like Trent Williams at left tackle and obviously Brandon Ayuk, they're like, you know what? This is the year to strike on a massive deal because they're not paying the quarterback yet. So I think Trent Williams you know, looks at some of the left tackle contracts now and sees his deal as outdated. However, he's a 36-year-old left tackle who's had a lot of injuries over the years. That's kind of a risky deal. So to me, what they'll probably do with Trent Williams is similar to what the Rams did with Stafford, where they guarantee more money up front, but they don't give him a 3 or 4 year deal.
Talking to Dan Leberfeld, Jets Confidential. Dan, how has camp been going on so far? And have we fully moved past, I would assume the answer is yes here, where Aaron Rodgers is a little trip there to Egypt.
Yeah, you know, I made a reference, you know, the longer we're around doing this stuff, you make references that the new generation won't get. So I called him briefly, I called him Nile Rodgers. Get it?
Mm.
Nobody really got it because Nile Rodgers is a famous record producer, singer.
Chic, I want to say, right?
Leberfeld? Yeah, Chic, yeah. Right. Uh-huh. So Aaron Rodgers goes to the Nile Rodgers. But that's one of those things, you know what? It might sound brilliant to me, but nobody's going to get it. But that, you know, that notwithstanding. So Nile Rodgers, that whole thing is way in the rear view mirror. You know, I'm in Charlotte right now for the Jets practice today with the Panthers and then the game Saturday. And I know people are really into these training camp fights. And there was a doozy today down here where a wide receiver for the Panthers, Terrace Marshall, another one of those really talented receivers at LSU, he caught a touchdown pass on the Jets corner, DJ Reed, and he flipped the ball at him. I'm sure you guys could see what happened next. Okay, so he runs away, and DJ Reed takes the ball, runs over to where Marshall is and throws the ball at him, and then the scrum breaks out after that. But so that was there were a couple of fights today, but I can tell you one thing. Compared to the Panthers, the Jets should be considered one of the best teams in the league. Man, is that roster devoid of talent in terms of the Carolina Panthers. But the Jets, Rodgers looked good today. Rodgers, you know, I'm not into training camp stats for quarterbacks. I think that's ridiculous that some reporters do that. So some days, I mean, the stats aren't great. But he is vintage Rodgers as far as can make all the throws, can make all the reads. You know, great on hot reads. Whenever he's blitzed, he finds the right guy, and the guy's off to the races half the time. So all that stuff's good. Obviously, it's not tackle football, but you can tell the arm's still there. The mind is still there. The audibles at the line is still there. We'll just have to see what he does when the real tackle football starts. But he hasn't lost any of the things in terms of watching practice that made him great.
Are we going to see him play any tackle football this preseason, Dan?
I don't know. You know, it's funny. The question down here in Charlotte is Bryce Young going to play in the preseason? I know, you know, when you look at veteran quarterbacks, you might say, that particular guy doesn't need it. But you have to think Bryce Young needs it in his second year in the league, in a new offense this year under Dave Canales. You think he needs it. But some of these teams just believe in putting the quarterback in bubble wrap. I don't have an answer about Rodgers yet. The Jets aren't really answering that question yet, so I really don't know.
Dan Leberfeld, Jets Confidential, our guest here in the Sports Bar. Where would – and you certainly observe the Buffalo Bills, the Bills being the defending champ of the division four times now. Where would you put the gap right now between the Jets and the Bills, Dan?
Well, the news today narrowed the gap a little bit. I mean, Matt Milano is one of the best linebackers in football in terms of his instincts are off the charts. And that's such a big part of that position. You know, there's so many what they call see and go reactors in football where they have to see it first to run over and make the tackle and they're often late. This guy was at the scene of the crime so often before, you know, the play was even like in, the ball was even in the receiver's hands or tight end's hands. His reads were so amazing. So to me, this guy was definitely a nemesis for the Jets, the way he played against them. And I don't need to tell you guys this, but this whole, you know, I'm not looking to beat Matt Milano up today. It's not his fault. But when you're a 6 foot, 223 pound linebacker in the modern NFL, I know it helps him with his speed and his mobility, but it's hard. And the Bills under McDermott love those small, fast linebackers. But the downside to that is keeping them healthy. So I think today bridged the gap a little bit, but you know, and the Jets to me have one of the easiest schedules in the league, and one of their opponents early in the season is Minnesota. So it might have been J.J. McCarthy. Now it's Darnold. They play Tennessee early in the year. You know, they play New England twice early in the year. To me, the two toughest games on their schedule are the two Buffalo games. So I still give Buffalo the edge, but the gap is narrowing.
And what do we hear about the health of some of the Jets there this preseason? Have we seen Mike Williams yet? Are we going to see Mike Williams this preseason? What about some of these weapons for Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I don't know if you'll see Mike Williams in the preseason, but he's really ramping things up in practice, cutting very smoothly in the individual drills at the receiver position. He's not participating in the scrimmage part of practice, but you're watching him in the wide receiver drills. He looks like he's very close to returning. And one of the things Aaron Rodgers has been really good at in camp is throwing guys open, you know, throwing fades, throwing 50-50 balls with Alan Lazard. Can you imagine what Rodgers will do with Mike Williams, who's obviously better than Lazard and one of the better 50-50 ball players in the league? Now, will they need time to develop chemistry because they never played together? And I question whether Mike Williams will play in the preseason. Aaron Rodgers up in the air too. Will that take some time? Probably. But Aaron Rodgers and Mike Williams, with Aaron Rodgers' ability to throw guys open, that could be a magical combination.
Yeah, I think the player in this league, Dan, that people aren't in tune with just how good the guy is well, because he really didn't have anybody throw him the ball, is Garrett Wilson. How has Garrett Wilson looked, and what is the ceiling for him this season?
Oh, he's looked great, and he and Rodgers are getting better and better as the days progress. And, you know, it's pretty amazing about Garrett Wilson. I'm trying to think of the numbers offhand. Last year he had, how many catches did he have? He had almost 100 catches. It was in the 90s. And that was with their really dubious quarterback situation. Can you imagine what he's going to do with Rodgers? Yeah, Rodgers and Wilson, I've lost count of how many big plays downfield they've had in camp. So if you're a fantasy player, I don't know everything about fantasy sports, but most of those drafts done yet, guys? They're still going on.
No, a lot of them haven't even started. Yeah, I mean, Garrett Wilson last year, Dan, 95 receptions. Let's see here. Just over 1,000 yards, 1,042 yards, and I'm going to get there, 3 touchdowns. So a good season for Garrett Wilson, and you could expect that if he has an actual quarterback throwing him the football this year, that the sky's the limit.
Yeah, he's the thing that makes Wilson really good. He is a guy with amazing short area quickness. So what you see in camp, and even with the Jets' really good corners, you know, and Sauce Gardner and DJ Reed and the nickel Michael Carter, he just cuts away from people so quickly in space. And if you give him a free release on off the line, it's over because he's right into that route, and you're playing catch up with him. And that you've seen that a lot, and a lot of good hot reads, as I mentioned, from Aaron Rodgers to Garrett Wilson on blitzes. So yeah, I mean, if those two stay healthy, I would almost guarantee this guy's going to go over 100 catches.
Dan Leberfeld, Jets Confidential. Dan, I got to apologize because we opened up the conversation talking about Hassan Reddick, and we've asked a bunch of great questions. I want to go back to Reddick because I think it's one of those stories. I don't know how this is going to play out. Like, of all the scenarios, which one do you think is the most likely here? Does he play as a Jet and just kind of suck it up? Is he out for the whole year? Is there a trade in the works? I mean, how would you assess the outcomes here?
Yeah, I mean, how much fine money is he willing to incur here? I mean, he's getting, what is he, around $2 million already? But when you consider the mini camp, the mandatory mini camp he missed in the spring, and now almost 3 weeks of camp that he's missed. How much is he willing to, in terms of take all that fine money? I mean, now there's also a battle of egos here. He's not giving in. He felt that he was told some things. Once again, I am not going to sit here and act like, because you hear something from a source, usually hearing a source from one side. What was actually said before the trade? That's the key. And unless we wiretap the phones of the parties involved, we'll never find that out. I assume he eventually comes back. I assume they do something to sweeten the pot a little bit on his one-year deal. I don't see them doing anything beyond 1 year, but maybe do something that makes him feel a little better about the contract. Because let's not forget, guys, they have the, you know, everyone raves about that draft class, rightfully so, from a couple of years ago with Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, the defensive end Jermaine Johnson, the second round pick, the running back Breece Hall. Those guys are all going to come up for new contracts in the next year or two. So we all know, and Brandon Bean talks about it a lot, you're not just planning for now, you're planning for down the road. So how do you give Haason Reddick a monster deal, you know, knowing that, and you also, Jermaine Johnson's going to be looking at that. What about me? So I don't know how it ends, but I have a hard time believing Haason Reddick is going to sit out the year, give up $14.25 million, which is his salary this year, to prove a point. I find that really hard to believe. And also, here's another important point about Haason Reddick. Even if he's ticked off at the Jets, even if he has to stay at $14.25 million, he's a free agent next year. He needs to go out and get 15, 16 sacks, because whether he hates the Jets' position on this or not, and whether he's angry at them or not, he's got to produce to get the big contract next year, whether it's with the Jets or somebody else. So he would be just spiting himself if he went out and dogged it because he's unhappy with his contract. It'll hurt him in free agency in 2025.
Dan Leberfeld joining us from Charlotte, where the Jets are just concluding their joint practice with the Panthers. They got a Saturday night game, just like the Bills do in Pittsburgh. And Dan, before we let you go, I wanted to make sure you had time to talk about a Rochester company in Jets Confidential. Tell us where we can get more of your work.
Yes, based in beautiful Victor, New York. We've been there forever. Gene, you remember all our Rochester addresses, too. Winton... What were some of the streets? We can put them out there now.
You were across from MCC. You were in West Henrietta.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the first one, and I don't even know what's in that building. And then Winton Place.
Winton Place. That's our old studios were in Winton Place.
There was, right. So, this is the scene.
Yeah, we were in Rochester proper, and then we went to Victor. Yeah, we've been publishing for, the magazine for around a quarter century. And we've always been in Rochester, and it's a monthly Jets magazine, and also you can get it digitally. So if you don't like print, you can also read it digitally. And anyone who wants to subscribe, and we have a ton of inside information you're not going to read anywhere else about the Jets. Anyone who wants to subscribe can go to jetsconfidential.com, jetsconfidential.com, or call 1-800-932-4557. Gene, you remember that number, right? 1-800-932-4557. And someone from our Rochester office will hook you up.
And see, Dan, I want, when you're in town next time, can you text me and take you to lunch so that way you can meet in person Reach?
Yeah, I've never met Reach. Do we have to explain the nickname to the audience?
No, the audience might not know. Leberfeld loves my Twitter bio because I say in there that I'm the regional brand manager at Odyssey. I have a regional brand manager role. And so Dan just likes to call me Reach. I tell you what, Dan, when you come to Rochester, here's what we'll do. We won't go to lunch. We're going to go for a hike. We're going to go to Letchworth State Park. We're going to look at the beautiful waterfalls and the foliage. And we're just going to, you know, three dudes just walking around Letchworth State Park and taking it all in this fall. What do you say?
That sounds wonderful.
Uh-huh.
But I still hope that a meal is involved.
Oh, we'll get a meal. We'll get you a Slurpee or something like that from 7-Eleven.
Okay, we go on the trampoline after that.
That's right. That's right.
Still around?
It's still here, Dan.
Okay.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
All right, anytime, guys.
You got
Thank
it.
You.
Dan Leberfeld, Jets Confidential, stopping by the sports bar. Yeah, you, me, Dan, on a trampoline, enjoying Slurpees after a long day of taking pictures of birds and the foliage at Letchworth State Park. We'll just completely detach from football for a little bit.
I like that.
No
yeah,
sports.
No sports.
No sports at all. Just foliage, waterfalls, birds.
Somehow I don't think that's Dan's.
No? He said he sounds lovely. Said he sounds lovely.
I think he was being polite.
Oh.
That's a sign of acceptance, Dan. When somebody, like Dan busts on your chops like that.
I love it. He's the best, and he's a legend. He's been doing it for a long time, and every time we have him on, we leave the conversation saying, oh, God, are the Jets going to be good? Oh, God, are they going to be good? Like, he's not selling us on the Jets, but there's reason to believe what Dan said. Dan's not lying when he says what he's saying about Aaron Rodgers and how he's looked so far at camp, or what this team could be with Mike Williams and Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball to Mike Williams, a better version of what you have in Alan Lazard.
You know, if you're going to go with the theory that there was, and Dan brought this up, and he was very clear at the beginning, he doesn't know. None of us know. Like, how did this all kind of come about? I mean, it's hard to believe that that's malpractice. I'm going to trade for somebody that wants a new contract, but I'm not going to give you the new contract. Okay, then this is where we are. Was there some sort of breakdown in communication? Can you pin this on the agent? Who is the agent? Well, there are two. Troy Dandy and Jimmy Sexton. So Jimmy Sexton's agency, he's a respected name, CAA Football, the agency.
Mm-hmm.
So based on their track record, it'd be hard to kind of see them pulling a bait and switch.
Yeah, right? And I just wonder if you're the Jets and you never have the conversation with the agent about an extension, you only talk about the trade, then you have a leg to stand on in that, hey, we want him for a year, and we want him for a year at what he's making. And then if he balls out, he can go anywhere he wants to and makes the money that he thinks he deserves, you know, next season. But this season, it ain't happening.
So at some point, the pendulum's actually going to switch shift back to the Jets here, is what you're saying, because, like, he's not only hurting himself this year, but good luck getting your next contract.
I think the point that Lieberfeld made that makes all the sense in the world to me is the Jets are in control of this situation. It's kind of funny. They look dysfunctional, and maybe there was a breakdown in communication when you talk about the idea that you traded for a player, but you didn't give him what he wanted and an extension to his contract. But if you're the Jets, you don't know what next season looks like. What you know is this season you have Aaron Rodgers healthy. This season you still have a Robert Saleh defense. And if you add Hassan Reddick and he's able to go out there and get you 15 sacks, chances are you're going to be a really good team. And Hassan Reddick will eventually get what he wants, which is the big payday.
Hassan Reddick, 29 years old. 1 year younger than Matt Milano.
Mm-hmm. Good player. Really good player.
Yeah.
Appreciate Lieberfeld stopping by to give us a little color there to the Jets' preseason as they're in Carolina to take on the Panthers at joint practice today at Bank of America Stadium, and they'll have the preseason week 2 matchup there on Saturday night.
I'm just going to warn you, I'm not going to be in a good mood if the Mets end up losing this series to dumpy Oakland.
Fantastic.
Dumpy Oakland.
Yeah. Well, the Yankees, I think, breathed a giant sigh. If you heard a giant sigh of relief around Rochester, it was Yankee fan last night seeing the team kind of wake up after being down 2-1 to the White Sox and on the verge of losing that series to the lowly White Sox. They woke up and they got the W last night to win that series. We should take a break if you're going to be grumpy. We need you in a good mood. Happy hour is next, Gino. Happy, listen to you. Happy hour is next. A round of shots coming up. We've got more on the Matt Milano injury, more on the Bills joint practice today in Pittsburgh with the Steelers, and more of your calls at 585-866-4FAN. If you want to join us, 585-866-4326.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Ace Swim and Leisure and BioGuard make it easy to be a pool expert because Ace Swim and BioGuard offer an easy-to-use system that delivers clarity, convenience, and confidence. BioGuard puts the pleasure back into your pool with premium products covering everything from sanitizers to shocks to algicide to balancers. Ready to use, simple to follow, easy to maintain. That's what makes it a BioGuard system. See Ace Swim and Leisure today. Chilai Avenue and Ridge Road, Webster.
Odyssey has sports for every fan. Keep up with your favorite teams from across the country and get the inside scoop from experts. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.